You've heard that time is money. Well, consider this an investment on a way to building wealth that's always right on the money. We're sitting down with local experts that all have a mind for money.
Hello, and welcome to A Mind for Money with Citizens Bank. My name is Timmy Stanford, and I am your host. And today with me, I have again Kelly Jensen. Hi, how's it going, Kelly?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
So we have Kelly back with us today to talk about more types of mortgages. And specifically today, we are going to be talking about equity and what equity is, what it means when people talk about utilizing the equity in your home, and the different types of mortgage products or loans that exist that would utilize equity that you have established in your home. But yeah, before we get into it, Kelly, would you like to introduce yourself again to the crowd and let
sure.
us know your expertise in banking here?
Yeah. So my name is Kelly Jensen. I am a senior vice president of the mortgage and consumer area division. And I manage anything from the sales area to the backroom staff.
Yeah.
And I have been at the bank for a very long time. I started actually in 2001. So I've been in the industry and in the bank for a very long time.
Yeah. So she is going to be a great resource for us to talk about how to utilize equity, what is equity, and what kind of products exist that you can use as a consumer to tap into that equity. So let's start right from the top. Kelly, what is equity?
Sure. So equity, you hear that term a lot. It's actually very simple. Equity is the difference between what your house is worth and what you owe on your house. So for example, let's say your house is worth $300,000 and you owe $200,000, the equity is that $100,000.
Yeah, so it's the amount of value of your home that doesn't have a monetary claim against it at
Correct.
The time.
Exactly.
So
mm-hmm.
That is the amount that you would be able to then maybe use for future financing or something. And so is all of that equity available to be used in some sort of financing?
Yeah.
Or what can you use out of that available equity amount? Like, say, for the same example
Sure.
you were saying there.
Yeah. So typically, a bank will lend up to 80% if you want the best terms available.
Okay.
They'll lend up to 80%, which is called the loan to value.
And when you say 80%, do you mean 80% of the maximum value of the house or of the equity? So what do you mean by the 80%?
Yeah,
there?
So the equity is, or I'm sorry, the 80% is 80% of the value. So loan to value. So what you do is in that example I just talked about before, if you took 300,000, which is what we're saying the house is worth, mm-hmm. times 80%, you get 240,000. So from that 240,000, you then subtract what you owe currently on your house. And in the example I gave, it was 200,000. So that means the difference would be 40,000. That's the equity that you have available.
Okay.
Although a lot of banks will go up a little bit higher, we go up to 90%. It just means you wouldn't necessarily get the best interest rate available.
Yeah. So typically in most situations, that 80% of the value of the house is the maximum you can draw on or do some sort of lending against and put that equity to use. So again, just to kind of reiterate those numbers that Kelly said, if you had a $300,000 house, the 80% of that value would be $240,000. And so you would subtract from that $240,000, however much you currently owe, and that difference would be the amount of lendable equity that you could mm-hmm. do some sort of financing with.
Yep.
So what could I do then to access that available equity? What are the options I would have as the homeowner to get money out of that or as people say, dip into the equity.
Equity, sure. So there's a couple options that you can look at. There's two different types of loans. You can look at either, for example, a home equity loan, which is typically a loan for a set amount, a set term, a set interest rate, and a set payment every month.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that it's going to pay off in a set amount of time. For example, 5 years, you're going to have a set principal and interest payment, and that would pay off within that time period.
Mm-hmm.
The other option is a home equity line of credit. Those have become very popular, similar to a credit card in that you can borrow the money, pay it back, and reborrow it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's truly a line. So for example, in our example, it's a $40,000 line, but you can draw from it as needed. So
yeah.
You don't have to, you know, get all of it all at once. You can simply draw from it as needed. And it is a variable interest rate. And the payments, all you're required to pay every month is the interest-only portion that's due. But, of course, you would want to pay more so that you can get that paid down and pay that balance down.
Yeah, and you only owe against how much you've currently drawn from that.
Correct.
Kind of like a credit card.
Exactly.
So those are both examples of second mortgage options. You know, if you wanted to leave your first mortgage where it is, I know in the current rate environment, that's what a lot of people are considering because they have good rates from the last few years. But say someone wanted to put it all as one loan.
Sure.
What would an option be if someone wanted to dip into that equity but have it all still be one mortgage rather than a first mortgage and a second home equity product?
Sure. So there's also the option to do a cash out refinance on your first mortgage. So in the examples that we're using, if you have currently a $200,000 loan or mortgage that you owe and you wanted $40,000, we could just refinance that first mortgage for a $240,000 amount and then you would get $40,000. And it would all be just one separate loan. So that's always an option as well. The best thing to do is if you're unsure, is to just meet with a lender and they're really experts at it. They will certainly talk to you and explain to you which is the best route to go.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of factors that come into play as far as what's your current interest rate on your first mortgage? Does it make sense to refinance that because that interest rate's going to change? So really the lender would work with you to make that decision, which is the best route to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with having multiple options available to you, you don't necessarily want to mess up or change your first mortgage if it's at a really good interest rate,
right.
When you could just look into some sort of additional financing just as a separate second mortgage. And that's something that a lot of people may not even realize. You can have multiple mortgages against your home. I mean, sometimes you can even have three mortgages if you have enough value in your house. It's just important to know that whenever you're looking at a refinance option, knowing whether what you're doing is going to affect any current mortgages you have or not. So if, like you said, in the situation where you wanted to do a cash out refinance where you restructure your whole first mortgage, everything about that first mortgage is going to change and it's going to have a whole new payment structure versus if you look at something like a line of credit or a home equity loan, those typically would be a second mortgage that would just basically go alongside your other mortgage. So the monthly payments you had for that first mortgage are still going to be there. And then these would be there as well.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. What would you say is the better option or the factors that contribute to deciding whether you should do a line of credit or a home equity loan? I know what we were saying, deciding whether or not to do a cash out refinance versus a second mortgage is a little more in depth, and that would require probably a bit more analysis on a case-by-case basis from a lender. But I feel like we can get into a little bit about just the benefits that both a fixed-rate home equity loan and a home equity line of credit have. So what would you say is better? I guess we could just say better, the home equity loan or the line of credit.
I think definitely the line of credit has become much more popular these days. Of course, there's going to be tax consequences no matter how or which direction you go. So we always do recommend you talk with your tax accountant to make sure you're making the best decision from that standpoint. But it also is what you're going to use it for, depending on what you're going to use those funds for. That really determines, too, which is the better route to go. But typically that that line of credit, typically that's going to be the better way to go.
Yeah, I found in my experience doing lending, I generally lean towards the line of credit as well. I mean, it typically has a better rate structure. And although, you know, and when we're talking about these loan structures, we are specifically talking about how Citizens Bank has our home equity products set up. But it is pretty... It is pretty industry standard. Most banks do it in a similar way. But just the flexibility even of you set the line amount and you don't need to use it all is really good too. Because when you're doing a home renovation project, which is typically what you'd be utilizing the equity of your home for, a lot of times you don't know the exact dollar amount you need. And if you do either a cash out refinance or a home equity loan that has, you know, a set dollar payout, you're just stuck with that dollar amount, whether or not your project becomes more expensive or not. And then if you need more money, you got to come back and get more. So doing the home equity line of credit a lot of times lets you build in a little wiggle room without the risk of it being a more expensive monthly payment, because you don't, as Kelly mentioned, when you have a line of credit, it works like a credit card in the sense of you set a maximum line amount and you can start utilizing those funds, drawing from that line of credit, and you only owe money against the amount that you've actually been using. So, you know, say you do a $40,000 line of credit to redo something in your kitchen, and you're not sure how much it's going to cost, and you only end up spending $20,000 on those on that remodel. You don't owe against that additional $20,000. You only owe on the money that you've been drawing on and start paying down. And as you know, as Kelly mentioned, said, it is also important whenever you're considering any sort of mortgage or cash out or anything, if you're worried about tax implications, talk to a tax advisor. Unfortunately, as lenders, we aren't CPAs or anything, so we can't give you advice on that.
Right.
But these are just all things to consider when you are looking at some sort of project, when you want to start utilizing the equity in your home. So what else determines if I can access my home equity or the equity in my home? Obviously, if I'm going to be trying to get some sort of financing, there's going to be a loan application. So what does that look like?
Yeah, certainly. So it's there's certainly a process of approval that we have to go through, and that is going to involve taking a look at your credit and your income situation to make sure it's something you can afford. Mm-hmm. So it is an analysis of the situation, just making sure that you're it's something that you can afford and that you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. And very similar to what we talked about in the episode where Kelly was on, and we were talking about buying a house. All the same stuff that ends up getting looked at, you know, credit score, income level, and the, again, making sure that the equity is actually there. So we may need to have an appraisal done or some sort of valuation of the home to verify that there is actually the equity that we think will be there. And so what can I use that equity for? So, you know, if I get a line of credit, does it have to be for home renovations? But what all can a home equity loan be used for?
So, yeah, that's a great question. And that's something we run into quite a bit. People don't know what they can use it for. And it doesn't have to be used strictly for your house. Now, you certainly can, which is a great reason to use it for, is to do some type of renovations to the house. Because then not only are you, you know, doing renovations, but you're building equity in the house as well, because as you improve the house with those improvements, it's going to increase your house worth as well, the value that it is. So that's certainly a good reason to use it. But there's other reasons you could use it too. Perhaps you have some children going to college and you need to help them with college. You could do it for that. Or maybe you have some credit cards that are high interest rate credit cards and you'd like to consolidate them. Mm-hmm. You can certainly do it for that as well. There's other things that, you know, you could use it for, not the best things to do, vacations or buying that, you know, car you always wanted. But
if you wanted to go buy a boat with it, yeah, I mean,
you certainly could.
But it may be not the most advisable thing. That is one of the benefits of doing a home equity product for a renovation rather than it being like a construction type loan, which is a whole other animal. But the nice thing about a home equity loan is, since you're already using established equity in the house, established value, we as the bank don't need to see what your build plans are. Right. We don't need to approve of your contractor, things like that, because we're lending against value you already have. Whereas a construction loan, when you're doing a big project that you don't have enough value in the house yet and you would need to borrow against future proposed value, that's when the bank would need to see blueprints and specs, and you know, we would need to see a full budget and do a lot more,
right,
way more involved, and that's a whole different animal, a construction loan. And so that, you know, if you can do a project that stays within the confines of the current equity you have available to you, it's going to be way easier for you and a lot less paperwork for you as a borrower, for sure.
Yeah, we really don't need to document. There's no documentation on our end as far as what you're going to use the funds for.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to document, you know, you're using so much for this, so much for that. You can just draw the funds as needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're already pre-approved to have the loan up to that line amount. So as long as you need those funds and that line's available, you can still draw from it. So, so awesome. So with that, I think I'm going to get into some do's and don'ts here. I really think we've covered a lot of the basics and the ideas of what home equity is and what you can use it for. I would say My first do is, you know, start by thinking what you would use your equity for, and is it a smart idea to use it for? You know, like Kelly was just talking about, there's a lot of things you could use it for. You could go on a big fancy vacation by borrowing $10,000 against your house, but it, you know, is that
responsible?
Is that the best idea? Maybe not. but like you said, also, maybe you have some high interest rate credit cards making 27% interest, and you could do a home equity line for 4%. That's a lot less interest you're paying, and as long as you're responsible then with your credit cards afterwards and you don't make it a cycle of then building your bills back up, that could be a very wise financial decision to make.
And especially in the environment we're in today, mm-hmm. with interest rates rising just because of, you know, the Fed increasing the rates, that means a lot of those credit cards interest rates are going to be increasing. So mm-hmm. it really does make sense then to take a look and say, does it make sense to tap into that equity and use that to pay off those credit cards because it's going to be a lower interest rate.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say along that line, don't abuse it. You know, if you have a home equity loan or a home equity line of credit, don't see it as just funds available to you to do whatever. You know, it's a risky game to play mm-hmm. if you start tying up the equity in your home and things that are not going to help the equity of your home or help you financially. Like I said, if you're going to pay off your credit cards with a home equity loan, make sure not to build those credit cards back up to the same spot because you don't have the safety net anymore. And now you just have even more debt. And I would say do research to try to estimate what you think the home's value might be and what you're going to use the money for and will it be worth it, basically. You know, go into it with a basic understanding of what you think you want to get out of it and if it's really going to be feasible or not. And if the long-term benefits of it are going to be worth it, if you're going to be using it on something other than renovations. And that's another time where getting a family member or a financial advisor involved can be a good option too. Someone you trust who's financially responsible to help you look at it from an outsider's perspective to see, does this make sense to pursue or not?
And on those same lines, you know, certainly talk to your lender if you're not sure what your value is, because we can easily give you an idea of what your value is mm-hmm. and if you have equity. Because keep in mind, your equity in a world that we're in today, you're building equity every year just because of the standard of living. Mm-hmm. So you're building equity every year, and especially the way the housing market has been going, houses are increasing in value. So that's helping you gain that equity. Mm-hmm. So certainly talk with a lender. It's not going to cost you anything to find out, you know, kind of what that amount is that we can do. So if you're ever on the fence about it or not quite sure, it definitely makes sense to talk with a lender.
Yeah. And I would say don't forget to consider any possible tax implications or any budget implications with pursuing some sort of new loan, because you're going to have a new payment. So if it's not going to work with your budget to afford another couple $100 a month on a loan, maybe wait a little while and see if you can find yourself in a position where it may work out. And also, yeah, if you are not sure how it's going to affect your taxes and you're in a pretty volatile tax situation, make sure to check with your tax advisor before you make any, you know, you close out on any loans and have any new mortgages on the books. And I would say with that, you know, if you're ever unsure if it's a good idea to tap into the equity or not, meet with your financial advisor, meet with a trusted family member who has experience with this, but more so meet with a lender, you know, meet with a mortgage lender who has the experience, can look at your situation and help you decide if it's even a good idea. And if so, what type of, you know, product we should tap into. Should we look at maybe doing a full refinance where we pay off that first mortgage? Maybe your rate's really bad and you just didn't even realize it. Maybe you could benefit from doing that. Or, you know, is one or the other option going to be better for you? Maybe a home equity loan or a line of credit. And as always, all your financial health is tied together. So, you know, obviously, if you're wanting to consider renovations or some sort of home equity product at some point, you're going to want to make sure your credit is healthy. Again, like I said, you want to make sure everything works with your budget. You know, having some savings built up is always going to help you too, in case you you have a little extra monthly payment now and you want to pursue it sooner rather than later. Well, maybe if it doesn't fit in your budget, if you have some savings built up, you could start using that. So a lot of the stuff we talk about obviously ends up tying together, because it's all about financial wellness and understanding how to get where you want to go by making sure that you're being diligent with your finances and your financial health with things like credit score and stuff like that. But with that, yeah, Kelly, do you have any final thoughts or anything?
No, I think we covered everything. I think, that should hopefully give everybody a good background and a lot of help on what they can do when they run into situations if something comes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with that, we thank you so much for watching. And if you have any questions, any feedback, maybe suggestions for episodes that you might want to see, we'd love to hear it. You can send me an email directly at heytimmy@amindformoney.com. That's heytimmy@amindformoney.com. And again, we thank you so much for watching and hope you have a great rest of your day.